This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In a little bit less than a month, August the 21st, for about 2 minutes, the moon is going to move in front of the sun and in some places from Oregon down and across South Carolina, give us a total solar eclipse. Astronomers are saying some of the best viewing is going to be in central Oregon because of the high, clean desert air and typically clear skies there, which has farming and ranching communities in that region gearing up for a mini celestial boom. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amanda Peacher has the story.
Rancher Grant Putnam strides through the knee-high grass on his 100-acre farm just outside the town of Madras.
So this is an orchard grass and fescue.
He and his partner, Christina Carpenter, own a cattle operation and farm called Organic Earthly Delights. Their cows and goats love this grass, says Carpenter.
These are our salad bars for our animals.
But come August, these fields will be covered with tents and cars and solar eclipse watchers. The farmers are putting on a 4-day festival.
We're going to have meals, the live music, we're going to have a dance floor set up, we're going to have the bouncy house, a water slide, we're going to have astronomers on the property.
Madras is expected to swell from 6,000 people to more than 70,000 for the eclipse. Motels booked up 2 years ago, so farmers started selling campsites in their fields. This is a big investment for these farmers. They need to pay for porta-potties, permits, trash cans, insurance. They'll charge about $500 a head for 4 days of camping, meals, and activities. At first, some residents of this little farm town were nervous about this huge influx of outsiders.
And I keep saying, we didn't advertise it.
That's Lisa Vitimo. The eclipse is such a big deal here, the city hired her to be the eclipse coordinator.
Astronomers and scientists started talking about Madras 3 and 4 years ago.
Since so many people are talking about Madras, why not make the most of it?
Oh, yes. This is opportunity.
Overall, the city is spending about $100,000 on her salary and other preparations. The temporary economic boom is great, but city officials also worry about traffic jams, medical emergencies, and wildfires.
There's a lot of things that can go wrong when there's 70,000 people on the ground at one time.
Across Oregon, there are estimates of up to 1 million visitors coming for the eclipse.
It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime thing for us.
That's Angie Ludi, who just opened up a clothing and gift boutique called The White Buffalo. She's stocking up on solar eclipse souvenirs.
T-shirts, paperweight rocks.
Don't forget the space-themed bath products.
They're actually called bath bombs, and for the solar eclipse, I'm actually going to be carrying the galaxy bomb, too, and it has a little alien in the middle.
Ludi was nervous about opening a new business. But the prospect of thousands of eclipse tourists coming into her shop gave her more confidence.
Starting a business now, I feel like it kind of gave me that extra push that I needed to go ahead and do it.
Back at Organic Earthly Delights Farm, Christina Carpenter and Grant Putnam moved their goat herd to a fresh pasture.
The animals will be here and kind of be a circus act. I hate to say that, but in a healthy sort of way.
Carpenter is even incorporating the goats into the farm's eclipse festival. Visitors will be able to watch how they react when the sun disappears. Sometimes this organic farm struggles to make ends meet. Putnam says they're hoping the Eclipse Festival will generate enough profit to double their income this year.
We want to expand into, you know, pasture poultry and turkeys and chickens.
So far, they've booked about 275 campers, enough to break even. They know this is a rare economic opportunity. There won't be another total solar eclipse crossing Oregon until the year 2169. In Madras, Oregon, I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.